Today's daf is daf mem hey. We're holding on mem dalet amid beis at two dots, so we're basically five lines below the middle of the page. Itma ktanash nitkacha shelo ledaat avia. Now the question is, we've been discussing the yad of a nara, in a situation where the father is alive, a situation where there was no father, that we discussed yesterday. Today the question is this: what about if a ketana is mekabelet kedushin? Obviously a ketana does not have a yad at all to be mekabel kedushin. But remember that the rabbanon were metaken kedushin for a ketana in a case where there's no father, and that is in order to protect her, basically, that she should have a husband, and therefore shouldn't just be loose in the streets, be taken advantage. So what about if a ketana goes ahead without the father's involvement? Is mekabel kedushin for herself? Omar Shmuel, tzricha get v'tzricha mi'un. Now, this is a very strange fact. Normally, when a ketana is mitkadeshet, where there is a rabbanan kedushin, and that can be that she's mekabelet kedushin herself, or her brother's mekabel kedushin for her mother's kabel kedushin for her. If she changes her mind while she's still a ketana, all she needs to do is to say in front of a beit din, "I don't want this guy," which is called miyun. The beit din then writes out a shar miyun for her to make it clear that she is now muteret; she requires no get at all. Here, the very strange psak of Shema, we would be shocked to find that there's even a need for miyun if a ketana accepts kedushin when her father's alive without his eyes. Shmuel says not only does she need miyun, she needs a get. And that's absolutely unbelievable. Omar Karna. So Karna says, oh boy, this is something obviously hidden between the lines of your dvarim bago. I mean, how can this make any sense? There's got to be something that we're not aware of here. I mean, in gate, lama miyun. If there's a tzad to say that there's kedushin here, then what's the miyun for? I mean, certainly a get is good enough to be matir the kedushin of a ketana. And if you're telling me that there's miyun, in other words, that you don't think that there's any kedushin d'oraita which requires a get, so then in miyun lama get. What in the world are we giving a get for? This is a wild psak. Omrulo, so they said to Karna, look, I mean, instead of sitting around here wondering about things that seem completely outrageously mad, why don't we simply go to Mar Ukva? Here is Mar Ukva Ubeidine Bekafri, in the town of Kapri, which is not far away. And, okay, I know we can't just suddenly get on the internet, find out what Shmuel is saying in Narada, but we could certainly walk over to Kapri. Mar Ukva, who's the Abbezdin and was a Talmud of Shmuel, I mean, he certainly will know what's going on. So let's go and send the shaila to him. What they did was, afchua, they switched around the shitot so that nobody would, in other words, they said that Shmuel said what Karna said. That's outrageous! And that Karna said what Shmuel said. Because they wanted to see, they sent it to Rav and to see what he would say, because Rav would tend to agree with Shmuel. A lot of covet for Shmuel. So they said that Shmuel said what Karna said, to see whether, you know, who he would really agree with. Omar Lahu, so Rav said, oh my God, Elohim, tzricha get v'tzricha, obviously she needs getting me in. I can't believe that Shmuel said that she shouldn't need a getting me in. Of course she needs a getting me in. Chasle lezari da Abba bar Ava, the name of Achim. What? You're telling me that child of Abba bar Abba, remember that Shmuel's father's name was Abba, and his grandfather's name was Abba, as we had back in Brachas. And I cannot believe that Shmuel would possibly have said that it's crazy to say you need a get me in. Any idiot can understand, of course you need a get me in. So it didn't help that they switched it on Rav, right? Okay, so now we have to understand. So why would this be true? At the time I'm like, I wish you would get out. You'll get some kind of mafioso in here when you're chewing your gum. Come on, be part of this, man. Sheesh. Get the gum out and start concentrating. So what is the logic? The time am I. What's the logic? Omer Avacha, Breda Ravika. I'll tell you, the logic is beautiful. Tzricha get. You know why she needs the get? Because we never can be sure that the father wasn't nidratze in the kedushin. In other words, she went ahead and was mekabel kedushin. Maybe the father's happy for his daughter to be happy, you know? She found a lover. She wants to get married. Fine. She's already 11 years old. Why shouldn't she be married and have a happy life? So he may be very well be nidratze. So you say, okay, so I mean, so you're covering it with giving the get, right? So what do you need a miyun for? I'll tell you why you need a miyun. Tzricha miyun, because sheba lo nitratze ha'av b'kiddushin. How about if the father certainly laughed the kiddushin off, thought it was ridiculous? But at the time, we didn't know that. We gave a get. And now people say, oh, so she was married already, right, to this guy. This guy, 5 years later, he goes ahead and he gets married. He gives a kiddushin to her sister. People will say, well, I mean, yeah, he was already married to the younger sister, and he had a get, he gave her a get. He can't marry, obviously, you can't marry your sister's, your wife's sister. So therefore, you don't even worry about it. It's an erva, there's no kiddushin, and there is 100% kiddushin. Because they were never really married, and that get had only been given on the tzad that maybe the father agreed, but maybe the father didn't agree. Therefore, we give miyun to make it absolutely clear that if there was a kiddushin of her sister at some later date, you should know that there was definitely not a kiddushin d'oraita, there was only a suffix. And therefore, the miyun makes it clear to people, wait a minute, what do you mean there was a get? But there was miyun, there was only kiddushin d'rabbanan. Kiddushin d'rabbanan wouldn't have prevented the kiddushin of the sister from being chal. And therefore, people will take very seriously the kiddushin of the sister and will insist that a get be given to the sister. Omer ibn Nachman, this whole discussion of thinking that maybe the father was mitratzeh and therefore it's a real kedushin, this is, you don't see some in the middle, in the blue, the father was mitratzeh. It's fuhusha shatchu, talking about that there had been negotiations about a marriage in the family. The father had discussed the question of whether maybe they should get married. And then she went ahead and was mekabel kedushin on her own without the father. There we have grounds to say that maybe the father indeed was mitratzeh. Tell me, stam, a girl goes ahead, she's 10 years old, she goes to mekabel kedushin, maybe the father's mitratzeh. Ma pitom. We wouldn't even be thinking such a thing. Ula Amar, Ula says, look, this whole thing is crazy. I feel a miyun ain't a tzricha. What, a get? You're nuts. Even miyun she doesn't need. What does she need miyun for? Because she's only a ktana, and a ktana's yad is nothing. Are you saying this? Afagav de shidchu? Excuse me, Ula, did you hear that the discussion over here was that the father had already indicated that he wanted this marriage? So, I mean, why are you saying he's outraged? No, says the Gemara. Man de matniha lo matniha. The one who had told over Ula, the psak of Rav and Shmuel, had not told him over that it was talking about Shishitchu. So therefore, Ula said, that's crazy. Why should we think the father was masim? Whereas Ika de Amri, there is another lashon that Ula's psak was said outside of the whole discussion of Rav and Shmuel. He never even heard about Rav and Shmuel. And Ika de Amri, Omar Ula kitana shenit katsha shelo ledat avia, afilu miyunei natzricha, under any and all circumstances, Rashi learned. In other words, he holds that Bechloi wasn't arguing in Rav and Shmuel. He didn't know what they said. But he was simply saying, without the father's involvement at the time of the Kiddushin, there's nothing to discuss. Moshe Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks a brilliant question. Get this question. You will remember that in the Sugya of Yevamos, there is a din called Sarah, right? Are you familiar with the din of Sarah? No? Lift it up a bit, and then it'll go, yeah, it'll go into your brain. Here's the din of Sarah. A woman who falls to Yibum. Know what Yibum is? Okay. So the brother died. She now falls to her brother-in-law, to Yibum. But she was married together with this brother's daughter. In other words, the brother who's deceased had been married to his niece. Let's say, okay? So now when he dies, the niece, who is the daughter of his brother, falls to her own father for Yibum. Obviously, the father does not do Yibum on his daughter. So the halacha is over there, not only is the daughter not going to get Yibum, no one who was married is going to get Yibum. The whole thing is batul u'mavut. Okay. And this is true. There are 15 such cases that the Mishnah lists where it's possible for a woman to fall to her own relative, and that relative is now the brother of her husband, deceased. And in that case, she, if there is a co-wife, which is called a tzara, if there's another wife who is not related, that wife is also Petura from Yibum, and there's no Yibum at all in the game. But, says the Mishnah, in all such cases, if the wife had died, or, dig this, had been Mima'enet, that means that she had been a ketana and had walked out of the marriage, or she had gotten a get, or it turned out that she was sterile, and therefore the marriage was annulled. Now this includes the case of the daughter. The daughter walked out because she was mima'enet. So now when the brother died, she didn't fall to her father because she had already walked out. So therefore the tzara will fall to her father. Excuse me, how could she be mima'enet? If her father was alive, then that means that the father had been mekabel kiddushin. So then it was a kiddushin d'oraita. Elamai, it's got to be talking about a case that she was mekabel kiddushin all on her own, and she requires miyun. So it was brilliant question, right? Really nice. So you see that a daughter can be mema'enet despite the fact that her father is alive. Okay, we're going there, baby. So now I ask you, the Kichaman, who accepted the Kedushin? I mean, remember the Kichavia. If her father accepted the Kedushin, so what's Miyun have to do with it? What do you mean, Kulon Shimaman? Miyun is meaningless. Miyun, Sagila, get Maya, but she requires a normal get. Elalav, the only case could be the Kicha Ihi Nafsha. She was Makaba Kedushin herself, and nonetheless it says that she requires Miyun. Rav Kahana himself asked this question, and he answered the question, just like David did. Talking about over here, that this father had married her off somebody else. Okay? That guy died. Once a father marries a daughter off and she goes to Chuppah, she is out of his rishus. That guy dies, she doesn't go back to her father's rishus. So now she is, even if she's a ketana, so now she's technically known as a yitoma b'chayei avia. She is an orphan with a living father. Okay, so now that's what she was. So then when she got married to this other guy, who was married to another woman, who was now she's the daughter of her, this is the other guy is now her uncle, right? Her father's brother. Okay. She was only married min rabbanan because her father couldn't accept the kedushin. So there she does have a right to accept the kedushin herself. There she walked out with Milan. And now the other woman who was married will fall to her father for you. So that problem is not so serious. Motiv revamnun, okay, but I've got a more serious question. How about this? It says, Ein mochra lekrovim. Mishum Rabbi Elazar omer mochra lekrovim. The question is this. A man is going to sell his daughter as an ama ivriya. She can do until she is well, right? Can he sell her to a relative? A relative that is not allowed to marry her. So, this is a machlokus. One man, the Omer, says, look, since part of selling your daughter as an Oma is that she is open now to using that money for Kedushin, remember that you can always do Yi'ud. If you can't do Yi'ud, then you can't do the sale. Because all of the idea of selling is only in order, ultimately, to set a woman up. So, in other words, you're giving her now in the position of a Shifcha, ultimately with the understanding that the guy's going to fall in love with her and will marry her and she's set up for life, right? But if she can't be set up for life because she can't marry her, because he's a relative, then you can't sell her in the first place. Mishum Rabbi Elazar Amru, Mochra Lekrovim. According to Rabbi Elazar, you are allowed to sell it to Krovim. But everybody, both Rav Amnuna and Rabbi Elazar, agree, Shavim, Shemochra, Almana Lekohen Gadol, Grushava Kalutza Lekohen Edyot, even though an Almana is not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol, and even though any Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, but if he would marry, then the Kedushin would be Chal. Since the Kedushin would be Chal, you can sell her, even though he would not supposed to marry her, but at least it's theoretically possible for her to end up married to the guy. Illegally, right? But it'll be chal because it's an Isser Lav, not an Isser Karas. It's not one of the Arayas, and therefore it's okay. Aha, now I got it. I got you now. How the heck could the father sell a daughter who's an Almana? Because look, exactly. He done me. What's the case? Ilema de Kicha Avia. If her father had been Makabel Kedushin, then he can't sell her again. So Mimatsi Mizavinla. If now he had accepted the original Kedushin, and then her husband died, and that's how she became an Almana, he can't sell her. Because Ein Adam Mocheret Bito L'Shivchuta Harishut. You can never sell. She's out of her hands for this. It could be that she never went to the chuppah. Maybe she's an Amman and an Erison, but you still can't sell as a Shifcha once there was a Yishur. Okay? El Alav, there's only one possibility, dear, and that is that she was Bekaba Kedushin on her own, and her husband died. And now her father is selling her, and he's selling her as an Almana to a Kohen Gadol. But if her Kedushin is a joke, how could she be called an Almana? According to Ula, it's a joke. She doesn't need Mion. It's ridiculous. What? It's just a kid playing at marriage. It's not marriage. Right? So therefore, you're going to say, you see from here, V'kakorele Almana? We're calling her an Almana despite the fact that she had accepted Kedushin on her own. Now, how are you going to explain that? Omer of Amram, Omer of Yitzhak, I've got a brilliant explanation. They're talking about Hachabe Kedushe Yivud. What happened was, father had sold her as an Oma to somebody. That guy went ahead and took her as a wife, which is called Yivud. Then he died, throwing her back into the father's rishus before they had ever gone to the chuppah. Okay. Now, the father, in this case, is able to sell her as a shivcha, but with one caveat. She's not mona because she's already been in Arusa. A yud. Yud is erisin. Okay. Now, the only problem is, you'll say, but if that's the case, then in the acceptance of the money from the otain, it was actually the father who had arranged the kedushin ultimate, right? And therefore, he can't sell her because he can't sell her after accepting marriage for her. Ah, it's going aliba de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds the Amar Ma'ot HaRishonot, love the Kedushin. Remember that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda has a very different approach to the idea of yud. Most shitot hold that the way yud works is that the original money that's given to the father for the purchase is the money that's being used for kedushin. So I have a choice. At one point, I can now say, I want to turn this work arrangement into a marital arrangement, right? But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, the original money is nothing to do with the marital issue. What happens is that original money creates a lien for a certain amount of work. Let's say there's a year left of work, right? That year that she's still left to work before she'll be 12 years old, so then that is worth a certain amount of money. What he's saying is, okay, listen, instead of working for me and the money that you'd have to pay me to buy yourself out, if you don't want to work, you'd have to buy yourself out, right? Okay, keep that money and let that money be the kiddush. So over there, the father had nothing to do with it. That was a yield that was done with the money that the girl had, not that the father had. And that the Torah does consider to be an almana if he died. Now she goes back to the rishus of the father, and the father sells her. Almana la kohen gadol. So memela, we do not have a raya from this itma. Meit v'nafla lifnei achiv liyibum. How about, in a case, somebody was bekadesh ketana without her father's eye, and then he drops it. Now, there's a brother. Okay. What's the din over there? Because obviously, we need to determine, was she really married or not? I mean, we had the discussion over here of Rav and Shmuel saying she would need a get and miyun to get out of the marriage. How about if she falls to yibum? So, Omar Ravuna Omar Rav, well look, if one of the brothers gives her ma'amar, ma'amar remembers the equivalent of kedushin that is done with a yavam to a yavam. So then she can be, now she has to be mima'enet lema'amaro, so she now requires miyun together with the get, just like we said before, that if the first guy, if she wanted to leave the first guy, she would require a get plus miyun. If the second guy now went ahead and did miyun, went ahead and did ma'amar, which is kedushin, so now she also requires miyun for that guy. But eina ma'amenet Mima'enet lezikato. If he did not do ma'amar, so then there's no requirement for a get. If there's no requirement for a get, there's only a requirement for yibum. But since over here she's not even married, perhaps, so the most that we require is chalitza. This chalitza is matir her now, completely, but there's no requirement for miyun. Ketzad. Okay, let's go through the case. Asaba ma'amar, let's say that the brother now had done ma'amar, which is the equivalent of kiddush. So now she requires a get because of the ma'amar. Ma'amar is the kedusha that's given by one of the brothers, where there's a number of brothers. They give ma'amar, which is the equivalent of kedusha, and that prevents any of the other brothers doing yibum. Okay? And it's also a much more appropriate way of taking a woman than simply taking her to bed. In other words, this woman has fallen to you from your brother. So, Sam, what are you going to do now? Say, okay, honey, let's sleep together. That's not right. So, therefore, what we do is we have a kedushin derabbanan, even though midiraita there's no kedushin. You say, I read mikudesh. Fine. So, she requires a get for the mama. She requires a chalitza for the possibility of yibum. We're going to explain all of this. And she also needs miyun. Now, I'll tell you why. She needs a get because what might have happened over here, shemani tratzea av v'kedusha sheni. Maybe the father is happy at the fact that the yavam wants to marry her. So even though she accepted it on her own, this ma'amar, we have to worry that it might be a kedusha d'oraita. Therefore, she'll need a get. Now, we also require chalitza, because shemanit ratza b'kedushei rishon. Maybe the father wanted the original marriage. And now that marriage has ended in the death of the husband without children, and so now requires yibum. And here we have to do chalitza. And she also requires miyun. Why does she require miyun? Because shema lo nitratzea av lo b'kedushei rishon v'lo b'kedushei shen. Maybe the father doesn't want any of the kedushin. And therefore, people are going to make the mistake of believing that she was actually married when they see all this action. Wow, man. Lisa, no, baby. This girl was seriously married here, right? So now, if he goes ahead and tries to marry her sister, they'll laugh him out of town. What are you, crazy? You can't marry her sister. You were already married to this girl. You gave her a get. Gave her chalitza. How can you go marry your sister? So they will say, forget about it. That's just a joke. And ain't kedushin tov sim bachotah. You don't even need to give her a get. You're not married to her. You're not allowed to marry her sister. So therefore, we give miyun to make it very clear. We don't know what we're doing. So if that's the case, maybe he never was married to this girl at all. Not because of the yibum, not because of the ma'amar, and therefore, she actually does require a get if he went ahead and married her sister. Lo asaba ma'amar. Now, to explain the other case, how about if the brother didn't do ma'amar? Then she doesn't need anything to chalita. Ena tzricha ela chalita. Why? Why doesn't she require miyun? For the same reason. Ah, because my amrit, what are you going to say? Tiboy nami miyun. She should require miyun, right? Because after all, people may think that she was really married because of the yibum, and he had given chalitza. And if she gave chalitza, so he's not allowed to marry the sister, because then she is called achot chalutzato, similar to achot ishto, and therefore it's not a marriage. Wrong. Because akol yodim achot chalutza derabon. The Torah never asserted marrying the sister of a woman to whom you gave chalitza that your brother had been married to. The Rabbanan asserted that. And everybody knows that that's only a derabonah, and therefore they're not going to say that you don't require a get if you went ahead and married this. They're going to say what you did was wrong, midrabbanan. But midoraita was a real marriage, therefore you need to give her a get, because you're not allowed to say married to her because she is achot chalutzatcha. But that's why you don't need miyun, because everybody knows it. Nobody's going to make the mistake of thinking that, oh, they were really married. Because achot chalutza, everyone knows it's rabbanan. Why? The Omer Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish pointed out that kan shana rebi, achot grusha midioraita, and achot chalutza is the rabbanan. The case over there is where somebody was married. There's Reish Lakish is referring to a Mishnah. Where over there, somebody was married, died. The brother goes ahead and gives chalutza. Okay? So in that case where a brother went now and married the sister of the one who had gotten chalitza, another brother, and then he died. Okay, so now what happened? The sister of the chalutza falls now to yibum. The din is that she's choletzet v'lo mityabemet. Suppose somebody divorces his wife, and a brother goes and marries the sister of his wife and dies, and now he's the remaining brother. What's the din? Nothing. No, because it's achot ishto. So says Reish Lakish, okay, so obviously if you need chalitza in the first case, there's a difference between having achot grushato fall to you, which is nothing, there's no yibum, and having achot chalutzato fall to you, which requires chalitza. Why? Because achot chalutzato is only yisud rabbanan, and the yisud rabbanan can't cancel the chiyuv of yibum. Therefore you have to do chalitza to allow her to go get married to somebody else. So therefore Rebbe is saying in this Mishnah that achot chalutza is only rabbanan. It's so beautiful. It sounds like fits so perfectly. So since that's the case, we don't require miyun in this case. Now, how do they trade that? Because Shatu Chama Tutitsipi Bubba, there were two guys that were having some drinks underneath these mats that were, it was a cafe, basically, an outdoor cafe. They just had mats that they used to, you know, like instead of, Tuti is under. And either it mats or it means under the trees. I mean, it means Arava, but they used to make mats out of Arava. So some suggest it's a cafe. And they used to have mats that were like, we use umbrellas that would stick out. And then you would sit in the shade. And then they would bring you drinks. So these guys were drinking. They got a little high. Anyway, so one says to the other one, so he gives him a cup of wine that he bought, and he says, look, I'm buying you a drink so that your daughter should be married to my son. What do you say? So the guy accepts the drink. Omer Avina, look, this is ridiculous. Because afilu man d'yomer chashinu shem nitratzea av. What are you saying? A man has no power to accept kedushin for his son, right? He can only have power to accept kedushin for his daughter. So even the man d'yomer who says, well, you got to worry, shem nitratzea av, you certainly don't have to worry shem nitratzea ben. A son, lo amrinan. We're never going to say that a son is going to say, yeah, great. That was a great idea, Dad, you idiot. We're never going to say that a son is going to think it was a good idea for his father to accept Kedushin for him, okay? The very fact that the father accepted Kedushin is a proof that this is the wrong woman for me. Yeah. So therefore, there's no problem in this case. Omele Rabbanan L'Ravina, I mean, how do you just like throw that off? I mean, how do you know that the son hadn't asked the father to try to get this done? Maybe he really wanted it. I mean, v'dilma shliach shavya. Maybe he had sent his father to make the kiddush. Ah, lo chotzi finish l'shavya l'avu shliach. A kid's got a chutzpah to ask his father to be a shliach. Boy, things have changed. V'dilma artsuye artsayet. Maybe he had told his father. He didn't say openly be a shliach. He just said, oh man, that broad, she's amazing. I mean, I just wish somehow or other somebody could set me up. So then the father knows that his son wants her. So in which case, why don't we have to be cheshish? That Shema Nitratza, I don't get it. I mean, you're saying it's definitely, it can't be the son was Nitratza. How do you say that? Amar lo Rabba Bashimi, look, I got to tell you guys something. Ravina said, what he said, namely, but he wasn't really serious. He told me himself that Farish Omar Mar, Ravina told me himself to Lot Savala the Ravishmo. He doesn't hold you ever have to be Khoshish. In and of itself, but I mean, maybe the guy's like, you never have to be Khoshish that somebody is going to agree to a Maisa of Kedusha that is in his hands and allow somebody else to make. So basically, if he's not even worried about the case of the father being misratza for the daughter, he's certainly not going to be worried about it. You're right that if, in Achinami, according to Rav and Shmuel, that we would seriously entertain that the father went along with it, we'd have to take into consideration the possibility that maybe the son had said something about how much he'd love for somebody to set him up with this girl. Okay, but he doesn't know that we ever have to take that seriously. So mainly, he's saying in this case, he just said it that way to make a big impact. But the truth is, don't put him up in the corner, because you're right. He happens to be that he doesn't agree with that. Now, there was another case. Ahu gav le kodesh, v'kisha de yarka b'shuka. Some guy goes ahead, and he gives a ketana, a bunch of carrots, in the middle of the market, and says, will you marry me, little girl? And she takes the carrot. So there Ravina said, look, afila lemandi omar, choshesh in shema nitratza av, even according to Rav and Shmuel, who in some cases may say we have to think that the father might agree, but certainly not in this case. Hani mila derech kavod. That's if somebody treated his daughter like royalty, you know, and gave her the honor of a normal marriage. Avol derech bizayon lo. This is outrageous. And no father would accept that kind of kiddush.
Wait.
What's the bizayon? Define the bizayon. Bizayon de mai. Is it the bizayon of the carrots, the veggies? Or is it the bizayon that he went ahead and did this in the middle of the street, you know, as if it was just something that, you know, catches your fancy as she's walking by? I mean, the nafkamina would be if you went ahead and gave her money in the middle of the market, or you gave her the carrots in a place where it was private. My. Malay said, listen, both of them are derech bizayon. Get on with it. It's derech bizayon. You can't treat a marriage casually. And you certainly, even if you're pretending to be a suitor on his knees and you give her a bunch of carrots, it's ridiculous. What is she, a rabbit? So therefore, it's considered to be derech bizayon anyway. Now, there was once a man and a woman who were fighting about who their daughter should marry. He says, look, I've got this great guy, my cousin, I know him for years, he's a great family. And she says, your family? I'll die before my daughter marries somebody in your family. I got enough problems. She's getting married to my cousin. Anyway, they've been shouting about this. We know who won, obviously. And in the end, Kafte, Adi Omar Latavi Lekreva, she basically forced him to accept that it's going to be her cousin. And so they make the party. Okay, they're making a party, and at this party, they're going to go ahead, they're going to make the kiddushin. Anyway, the Achli Vashati, while everybody's at the smorgasbord, his cousin comes up, finds the kala that's going to, supposedly going to get married, on the roof, and she's a ketana, but he gives her a ring. Be mukadesha to me. So Romeo made it before this guy did. Now, we know in this case that the father really wanted Romeo. He only had agreed to the other guy because his wife made him crazy until he agreed. He was kafta. So how about in this case, huh? So now, asa'ata kreva be'igras, he goes up to the roof and finds her over there in the under the stars. V'kitcha. It's very romantic. Omer Abaya says, no. I mean, k'tiv she'rit Yisrael lo yasu avla. This is really too beneath the belt. I mean, it would be so nasty for him to say, yeah, good, I accept the condition. Too nasty. People aren't that nasty. I mean, they said they're going to get married. They invited the guests. It's like, come on, right there he's going to say, yeah, it's okay, Romeo should have it. I don't think so. Rava says, forget about it. Of course people are nasty, but one thing I'll tell you. Chazoka in adam toreach b'su'udel mafsa. People don't pay for a wedding and then have to walk out. I mean, you can just imagine what scene would have been if father would have gone for it. Now, for sure, he did not have in mind the Makaba Kedusha from Romeo. Because then basically all the guests would have walked out and they would have had to start all over it. So, my bina, the difference, of course, between them would be Kibinah de Lotach, in a case where there wasn't yet any payment for a wedding and they didn't go out, but he had already agreed. In this game, would we say Sherit Yisrael or Yisrael? There's a machlokes. Nitkatcha ledat aviyana. How about where the father went ahead with the kiddushin, but he left him? Valach abba aviyah lemidinat hayam. He went on a business trip, never came back. And now she wants to go to the chuppah. She goes to the chuppah on her own without the father. And she's still a minor. Omar Rav, ochelet b'truma ad sheyavo aviyah v'yimpeh. She can eat truma as if this was a kosher marriage, because normally an arusa doesn't eat truma, until her father comes. Her father comes and says, what? I never wanted her to go to the chuppah. Fine, so she could stop eating truma. Rav Asi omar, in ochelet shema yavo aviyah v'yimcheh v'nimtzeit zara ochelet b'truma l'mafreya. That's crazy, says Rav Asi. How could she eat truma?
What if I change my mind?
No,
after the
Kedushin? Yeah, I mean, what right did she have to go? I didn't expect them to be married. I wanted to make sure that I was here, saw they were, whatever. So therefore, now, the truth is, of course, she isn't the czar, because an arusa also has a right to eat truma. Remember, the only reason we don't allow an arusa to eat truma is because of the either simpon or the coke bottle, the proverbial coke bottle. If she's an arusa and she's living at home, so because she's not, she can go to chuppah yet. So then her arus kohen sends her a coke bottle of truma. She'll bring it home, keep it in the fridge, and then they'll drink it. So because of that, we made a gezeira that an arusa. But over here, she's not an arusa. She's not living at home. She's look. In fact, she's living with them. You'll say maybe they're not really married, but they're certainly an arusa. And there's no chashash of coke bottles in the fridge, so what's the problem? So Enochinami, Tosu says it doesn't really mean that Ravas is Zara. It just means that we have to treat it as if it's Zara, because that's the way the Rabbanim made the Takana. So there was once actually a story in Avi Uvda. There was such a case. And Rav, who was the one that says she is allowed to eat truma, because Rav Asi had said otherwise, chash la Rav la hada Rav Asi. Rav was cheshish for Rav Asi, which is interesting because Rav Asi was a Talmud. Rav was the Rav. And Tosfos brings that we paskin over here like Rav, even though he himself had been kosher for Rav Asi. Because the rule is, and this is a very, very, very interesting halacha, the rule is that in the early Amoraim, we paskin always like the Rav. From the time of Abaye Verava, we always paskin like the later generation. And from the time before Abaye Verava, we always paskin like the earlier generation. Very interesting. So we have a Rav and a Talmud from after Abaye Verava, where they set out to go and to be koveya the Pisgei Halacha. So then they took into consideration all of the earlier Shitot, and we always go according to the later generation. But before then, when they hadn't gone out to do the Pisgei Halacha, we assume that the previous generation is wiser, because it wasn't taken, they didn't take everything into consideration in the next generation. So because of that, we would paskin here like Rav, even though Rav himself, it didn't mean he changed his mind, he just wanted to be a machmer on himself. But in terms of paskining for everybody, we'll follow Rav off a beacon, for assumption. Omer of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak umoda Rav. Now you should know that Rav himself is moda. She imeta eno yosha. Because uke mamona becheskat more. Even though we said that you can go ahead and eat truma, but remember, truma anyway she's really allowed to eat. But if she dies, this guy who took her to the chuppah without father's permission does not get any of her money. Because that's not right already. The money is in a chazaka. So therefore, her heirs take the money. He can't prove that he is really married to her, get the money. You don't get the money as a Yerusha from an Arusa. You only get it if you went to the chuppah. And therefore, we don't know that he went to the chuppah. So the money remains becheskas more.
Wait, this is even though
the
she had went ahead without her father.
Correct, yeah. It doesn't matter, because he's away. Nitkacha ledat, v'nisei shelo ledat, how about, if she got into a fight with her father. Her father is here. He didn't go on a business trip. He had accepted the kedushin. She went ahead and got married without his knowledge. So there, Rav Kana says, there for sure. Rav Huna says, rather, for sure, ain't ochelet. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says, ochelet. Rav Huna says, ain't ochelet. Nobody would say ochelet in this case, because I feel the Rav, the Omer ochelet. Or even Rav, who says that she eats when her father went on a business trip. That's because the father was away, so therefore we could say, look, you know, I mean, what does he expect? She's doing, he's not there. So hatamu delo ite la'av, avalaka de ite li'av. The guy is furious. So why isn't he saying anything about it? Because he's furious. He's so angry, he's not even going to discuss it. So that, but Shengen, he's not here. We have no reason to think that he wouldn't have wanted her to go ahead. I mean, he left town. He didn't come back. Who knows what happened to him. So over there, that's where Rav is saying that she can eat truma. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says, ochelet. And he says, because even according to Rav Asi, who holds it in the case where the father went away on a business trip, that ain't ochelet, that's because, as Rav Asi said, maybe the father's going to come back and say you didn't want it. Right? So he said that. There it's Shema Yavo Avi Avimcheh. But over here, If the father didn't want it, he should have said something about it. And he's quiet. So if he's quiet, that means, okay, the heck with it. I don't care. Let her do what she wants. So avalachem neshatik nuklein nachtole. That means that he's accepted it. Now, how about if the kedushin was also without the right, the dat of the father? And the chuppah is without the right of the father. And her father is here. Now everything is going in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. Amazingly, Rav Huna says, ochelet. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba says, Eina Ochelet. He was a Talmud of Rav Huna. So Ula says, this is insane. I mean, what Rav Huna is saying is like, Kechometz l'shinayim u'cheashan le'enayim. I mean, this is a pasuk in Mishlei that he's referring to. But what he's saying is like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. This is ridiculous. I mean, in the earlier case where the father was makabel the kedushin, so miniraita anyway, she's supposed to be eating truma. And you said, no, you she can't. So, it sets it on edge. So, Achalo Kol Shekein? I mean, over here, obviously, she can't eat, right? I mean, what are you saying? Near in Divrei HaTalmud, I say, forget it. I mean, Reb Yirmiyah in Bar Abba, who is a Talmud of Rav Huna, makes a heck of a lot more sense in this case. I'm not going to pay any attention to Rav Huna's talk. Omar Rova, well, let me explain Rav Huna's talk. My time in Rav Huna. What's happening over here is that she went ahead and acted like her father's dead from the very beginning. As if she has no father, right? And he is quiet. Now, Bishlema, where he had already gone ahead now, right, and accept the Kiddush. There I can say, okay, he's not responding because he's furious, right? But when she starts off and continues living as if he doesn't exist, that's not furious. That's he's given up. Because there's no way that he would have just been quiet this whole time and allowed her to proceed as if he's dead. So either he simply doesn't care, or he's saying, I'm happy, thank heaven somebody married her, I thought I'd never get her married. You know? One or the other, but I mean, certainly there's no way, Rav Huna says, that you can now explain away this long-term silence and a continued insulting way of relating to him as just he's angry. And therefore, in this case, Rav Huna says, counterintuitively, that here she would eat truma. Itma, ktana shenitkatsha shelo ladat aviha. A ktana who accepts now kedushin without the father, omar rav, bein hi ubein aviha yecholin la'akev. In that case, anybody, either the father or the daughter, since at the time that they were makabel the kedushin, the father was not happy about it, he didn't say at that time. So if she changes her mind before the father accepts it, so then there's no kedushin. Or if the father says, I don't want it, there's no kedushin. Ravasi says, she has nothing to say at all about it. It's all a function of the father. Avia Velohi. A brilliant question. The Torah says like this. If somebody seduces now a minor, so the halacha is that he is supposed to marry her, right? And then continues the pasuk. If the father refuses to allow them to get married, so then kesev yishko kamor abitulot. So then he has to pay his knas of chamishim shekel. So either he's going to marry her or he's going to pay. Okay? Because he already took her virginity. So he's going to pay for that, either by having to live with her, or in writing her a ketubah, which then becomes the equivalent, or by actually paying the chamishim shekel. Now, points out, it says in the pasuk, ima'en ima'en, and we darsh in the double language. Why ima'en ima'en? Enli ela avia, hi atzma minai. You might say that it's only if the father says that I don't want her to marry you. How about if she says, I don't want to be married to you? How do we know that there too, she can prevent the marriage? Tamad lomar ima'en ima'en mikomakom. Now the assumption was in the Gemara that he seduced her not just for a night of sex, but to marry her. And he told her, I'm taking you as a wife, right? So in other words, this intercourse is meant as kiddush. That's what we're assuming. Now this shows, but since her father hadn't agreed at that time, this shows that she can prevent the kiddush from being chal afterwards, which is exactly what Rav said. So how's Rav Asi going to explain this? The Farish Apostle. Either she or her father can say, no, forget it. Basically, any time that the guy will give kiddusha to a ketana, it's equivalent to the seduction. Amalo Rav, the Rav says, look, I told you many times, lo tizlu batar ibcha. Don't look around for brilliant strokes of stupidity, okay? Because yochel shenui lo, I mean, it's obvious answer over here, you know? It sounds really smart, and then when you think about it, you realize, there's a simple solution. Kagon shepita shelo l'shem yishut. Who's to say that they slept together with the understanding that they're going to be married? Why does it have to be marriage? I understand. The guy, Stam, wanted to sleep with her, so he talked her into it. Says, well, what do you mean? So then, obviously, if it's Shalola Shumishut, Kroboy, why would I need a posik to say that the father can be Ma'eni Ma'en Avia? What do you mean? Obviously, he could stop it for marriage. I mean, so what would be the point of a posik that says, I don't want, there's no marriage? Bishleim, if we're talking about that there had been a marriage. So then you could say, no, the third is coming to tell me that there's no marriage. She can, but if not, there's no chiddush. Crow boy, I need a posik for that. Omri, Nachum, Bar Yitzchak, that's not what I need a posik for. You're completely mixed up. You thought the reason I need the pasuk is to tell me that the father can prevent the marriage and she can prevent the marriage? That's not what the pasuk is there for. Obviously, he can prevent the marriage. The question is, if she says, I don't want him, after she agreed, I mean, they slept together. So now she's saying she doesn't want him. Does he have to pay? That's the question. So ima'ein, ima'ein means, no matter who it is that's preventing the marriage over here, he's still going to have to pay. And that's the kesef yishkol gemar abdulot. That's the chiddush. Not that it's preventable. So therefore, it's saying, lo mar shemishalem knaski mefuta, that nonetheless, he's still going to have to pay. The pasuk is not coming to tell me that they don't get married. The pasuk is coming to tell me that even though she's the one that's preventing the marriage, he's still going to have to pay a kedas, that's all. So that even if the father prevents it or she prevents it, either way, he can say, but I'd love to marry her. I'm a very responsible guy. I don't just go around sleeping with people. I marry them. So why should I have to pay? Let me marry her. It's her fault she doesn't want to marry me. Too bad. He still has to pay. Omele Rav Yosef. Ooh, Rav Yosef. Now something makes sense. It's been bothering me for a while. Heiner de Tanina, Mohor Yimharenu Lola Isha, Shetzricha Emena Kiddushin. Oh, that explains why it says, V'chiyefate Ish Betula Shelo Orasa, V'shachavima, Mohor Yimharenu Lola Isha, that he has to now take her, give her Kiddushin. I never understood that. Because if indeed, im pital shum ishut kedushin lamali, if all along they had been married, and originally they had slept together in order to achieve a marriage, so why does it say mohor yimarena? It's just they're already married. Amalei Abaye, no, that doesn't mean anything, sorry. It doesn't help. That doesn't prove that what Rav just said was true. Because that could be tzricha kedushin ladat aviyah. Maybe what the pasuk is saying, look, it's all very nice that you slept together and had a good time and want to get married, but your father didn't agree at the time. Now your father's agreeing, so now go through with a normal marriage. You know, give her a ring. Now the shotgun is here. So that may be the explanation of the pasuk. Not that there never had been an intent at a marriage. There had been an intent. Excellent. Clearly. Itmar. Kitan ashnit kasha shelo ledat avia or mashmo tzricha get v'tzricha miyun. Omar Karna, boy, is that weird. Dvarim bego. Im get lama miyun, im miyun lama get. Omar lai, well, look, here's Maruk for Beidina Bekafri. Anyway, what they did was, Afchua and Shadru lakabi de Rab. Omar lai, my God, Elohim tzricha get v'tzricha miyun. I can't believe Shmuel could have said something so dumb. Chas le lezare da'ava v'arab and ane ma'achi. V'tayma mai. Omer avach b'reidu revika, tzricha get shema nitrat se'av v'kiddushin, v'tzricha miyun shema lo nitrat se'av v'kiddushin, v'yomer ein kiddushin tovzim b'achuta. Omer av Nachman, v'hu sh'shitchu, ulamar no, afilu miyun ein tzricha. What, afagav t'shitchu? Well, man de matneha, lo matneha, so he didn't know. Ike de amri, omer ula k'tana sh'tkash lo dat avia, indeed afilu miyun ein tzricha under any circumstances. Mosiv Rifkana, וכולם אימתו, או מיינו, או נתגרשו, או שנמצאו אילנית, שרותיהם מותרות. Now how in the world could a daughter fall to her father and then not fall because she was in it? I mean, where was the Kedushin? The Kitchaman. Ilema, the Kitchaviwa of Ya. So what could his mean? Mian Sagila. Get ma'ayabai elalav the kitchen yin nafshe v'katani de ba'imiyun who motiv lo mefarek lo gon shenase lo maase yitoma b'chaye av motiv rabam nuna ein mochra lekrovim and mishum rabbi Lazramu mochra lekrovim v'shavim Shemokram, another Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalotzele Kohen Yod, now Hayamana Echidami. Tricha get shemin itratzeh abegrusha sheni. Tricha chalitza shemin itratzeh abegrusha risha. Tricha miyon shemin lo nitratzeh ablo begrusha risha ablo begrusha sheni. Viyomro in kiddushin tovsi machuta. Lo asaba mamar ena tricha la chalitza bilvad. My amre tiboy nami miyon shemin yomro in kiddushin tovsi machuta. Nobody will think that because ako yodim achot chalutza zon in rabona. Yomre shlokish kanshan a rebi achot grusha min yoraita achot chalutza bidibre sofi. How do we try to have a kashat to chamra to tzipi bebavel? Shok al chad me hakasa the chamra, and yoivle le chavre, and says to him, mekachli bartach livri. Om Ravina, well, afinu man, yomar kashin Hashem nitratza av, certainly, the Hashem nitratza ben lo amri. Armila Rabbanu Ravina, well, how can you be so sure? I mean, dilma shliach shavya? Na, lo chatsi vinesh, shavui lave, le avu ashliach. Dilma arzi, arzi kameh? Amaluhu Rabba Bashimi, I'll tell you the truth. Befeir Shamamar de la Sevel Hadar Rab Vishmuel. Ahu Gabe the Kaddish Bekisha the Yarka Beshuka. Amar Ravina Afiloman the Amar Cheshin Shemin Dratze Ab. That's for sure not here because I don't mean a derech kavod. Av a derech bizayon lo. Amar le Ravacha midifti Ravina. What's the bizayon here? Bizayon the Mai. Bizayon the Yarka. Bizayon the Shuka. Now if you mean the Kaddish Bekaspa Beshuka, Kisha the Yarka Bebeita. Mai. Amar le both of them. Ine bine derech bizayonu. Ahu di omer lekrivoi, the I omer al lekriva. Kafte ya di omer, okay, heck with it, have lekriva. So adu achle veshati, oti krivei bi igra vekitcha, omer abai ektiv, sherit Yisrael lo yasu avla, ve lo yedabru chazav. Rova omer, chazakein adam torech besuda mafsida, mai binayu, ike binayu de lo torach. Nitkatcha le data vi avalach avilim dinata ya. Vi amda venisait, omer ravo chelet betruma, ad shi avo avi avimche. Ravasi Omar, Eno Chelet, Shema Yavo Avi Avim, Chevenim Tzeit Zarao Chelet B'Truma Alam Afreya. Ava Yuvda V'Chosh Rav Lohad Ravasi. Omer Shumam Bar Rav Yitzchak Moda Rav, She Imeta Eno Yorsha. Uki Bamoni B'Cheskas Mori, Nitkat Shaladad V'Niset Shaladad V'Avi Akan, Ravun Omar Eno Chelet, Rav Yirmiya Bar Rav Omar Chelet, Ravun Omar Eno Chelet, Afilu Rav Di Omar Chelet Hatam, Udilo Yiti Laav, Ava Lachad Yiti Laav, Ad Yishtek Mirtach Ratach. Rav Yirmiya bar Rav Amar Ochelet, Afilu Rav Asi, Amar Eino Ochelet, Ata Muda Shema Yavo Avia V'Yimche, Aval Hacha, Mide Shatik, Itnuchi, Itnachle. Nitkatshi Shalo Ladat Avia, V'Niset Shalo Ladat Avia, V'Avia Kan, Ravuna Amar Ochelet, Rav Yirmiya bar Rav Amar Eino Ochelet, Amar Eino Ochelet, Amar Ravuna Kechomet Lashinayim, Ucha Shan Leinayim. Hashtu Ma, Tam Nekadushi Dioraita, Amar Lo Achla. Hacha Lo Kol Shekeim. Nirin Divrei Talmid. Omar Rav, my time in Ravuna. Hov, and I said, Bamasa Yatoma Bechaya Av. Itma. Ktana, she did catch a shallow data of Yomar Rav, Beni Ben Avia Yacholin La Cave. Ravas Yomar Avia Velohi. Eid Veravuna Ravasi, Vermlachia Barav Ravasi, Ima in Avia, Emiela Avia, Yatsvaminai, Tamud Lamar, Ima in Nikomako. Omar Rav, come off it, Lotislu Batar Ibcha. Yochal Shreelach, who got Shipitashalola Shumishut. No, what do I need a pasuk for? I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The pasuk, dear sir, is Lomar Shemeshalim Kenaski Mefuta. I'm Rav Yosef. Oh, Yachi, I know the Tanina. Mohori Marenu Lo Liyisha. Shetzuchem Ena Kedushin. Because look, in Pita Lashum Ishut Kedushin Lamali. I'm Rav Yosef. It still doesn't prove anything. Because Tricha Kedushin Ladat Avya.